No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleetive on 3, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space than Riverland Roofing. So thank you to our friends. Support them, RiverlandRoofing.com. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs. I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch, and Zach Berry's in his Berry Cave, in the Berry Cave of recruiting, Ole Miss recruiting, everything else, Brave stuff I see behind you. Hey, Zach, how we doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on with you?
Man, just getting ready for this weekend as Ole Miss back home. I did see you and Jake and everybody went to press conferences this week. I thought Trey Wallace made a very good point about being home. Real quick before we get into recruiting, I guess I'm not physically traveling for these games like they are. That was a very interesting point there where he was talking about the stretch of being at home and then the final game being just down the road. You don't have that fatigue where other teams are having to travel. You know, in a past life, I was in the airport a lot, week in, week out. Man, it takes a toll. That was interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. So I think that's pretty poignant for this final stretch of South Carolina, Florida, the Citadel, and then just down the road for the Egg Bowl. But, just getting ready for the weekend, South Carolina. I know Ole Miss is going to bring in a good amount of prospects. We're working on getting the list to you, the subscriber, the listener, the viewer, wherever you are. But we'll talk about some of the big names that are scheduled to be in town as of today that I've confirmed. There's a couple big ones, and then most of them are just 28s and commits that are coming back to watch Ole Miss.
If you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance, Talk of Champions is powered in part by Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. Contact him today at 601-953-8449. That's 601-953-8449. Drew offers regular health, dental, vision, and medical supplement plans at Ole Miss grad. Drew services 35 different carriers and will make sure you're in the right place for you and your family. Call him today, 601-953-8449, or visit his website at quoteswithdrew.com. We're also proudly sponsored by B&A Bank, my hometown bank here in New Albany. Carolyn Brownson, the Spencers, Mike State, and others at B&A Bank are here to help you with all your personal and business banking needs, whether it be a checking or savings account, loans and mortgages, or other financial services. B&A Bank has multiple branches in New Albany and Tupelo and emphasizes community involvement. Contact them today at 662-534-8171. That's 662-534-8171. BNA Bank is a certified community development financial institution and provides online and mobile banking options for convenience. That's BNA Bank for all your banking needs, and another proud sponsor of these here Talk of Champions. Again, I'm Ben Garrett. He's Zach Berry, both right for the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. And you mentioned we're working on getting the list. They're a little bit more as Ole Miss, and in my experience, at least this year, they're a little bit more guarded with that list than they used to be. So it's going to be hard to get the finalized list, but we're certainly hearing some names coming in for South Carolina. Ole Miss is 7-1, 4-1 in the SEC, beelining towards the college football playoff. A lot of Lane Kiffin stuff going out around out there. Nick Saban said something today, but for these purposes to start for you, who is the biggest potential visitor or confirmed visitor that, that you've got so far for Ole Miss, South Carolina?
I mean, from the jump, the biggest one is Tavian Branch, the Penn State commit. He was pretty open about listening to all comers, wanting to take visits once James Franklin was canned up at State College. He had mentioned a couple, you know, potential, you know, quote, finalists. But now, after talking with him, right after James Franklin was fired, he told me he was definitely interested in Ole Miss, confirmed that with the people in the building. They like him. They think his game fits what they need to replace Xavier Harris in the middle. He's going to be in the league next season. And then earlier this week, our very own Steve Wiltfong talked with Tavian, and he said that he will now only be visiting Ole Miss, and it will be an official visit. So connect the dots here, folks. I know Ole Miss is, it's been kind of a quick turnaround, is trying to get to know him better. I know Randall Joyner has been in communication with him throughout the process, but, you know, typically guys are committed, and then in season as well, you know, the coaches are busy, you know, getting their players ready to play a game every Saturday, but they've been in contact. And now with the official visit, I think that's important. It's not just an unofficial where he comes in for the day, but he is coming for a full weekend. So that will be ample time for Ole Miss to get to know him, you know, vet him, sit him down, talk, all that good stuff. And then I kind of think everything's pointing in the direction of a flip here. I think, you know, it's his only visit, as he told Steve earlier this week. I think that's pretty important, and it's an official visit. So I imagine he'll arrive at some point late Friday. I don't know if Riverside plays this week. If he has a game, I'd imagine he'll get in late Friday, maybe early Saturday morning. If not, whether Riverside has a bye or not, he might be getting in, you know, in the afternoon. So quick flight down from Pennsylvania to Memphis and then make the drive. So that's the big one, obviously, is Ole Miss is looking to round out the 26 class. I think, you know, the Rebels are looking to kind of add a little bit more punch to the middle of that interior of the defense. Speaking of that that punch, Landon Barnes just texted me. He will be in town. Ole Miss commit from Duncanville. Our very own Cody Belair wrote about him, went and saw him play last week, and said that the dude is proving more and more each week why he's an outlier for rivals in the rankings. That dude is, I think he's going to be one. I don't know if he'll play right away as a true freshman, but the staff really likes him. Already about 6'4", 250. That's a dude that's going to be playing off the edge. Jamichael Garrett, the linebacker, originally from Gulf Shores, now he plays at Central High School in Baton Rouge. He will be in town. And so those two commits. And then I imagine there's going to be more. I've talked to some of them, like Reese Wise. He told me he's not going to be able to make the trip. He's gearing up for the playoffs as, you know, Westlake's trying to get back to a state championship game and trying to win. But he did tell me, you know, hey, he may not be able to get back this fall, maybe for a playoff game. But he said that he will be enrolling early. So whether or not he gets back to campus, he will be on campus enrolled by January. A couple big 27s that I've confirmed. Antonio Berry, no relation. offensive tackle from Tupelo, big fella, 6'5", 300, big, big dude. Tupelo is loaded with 26, 27s, and 28s. A really good, I think he can stick at tackle. Big, big physical guy. He will be in town. Bryson Sanderson from Oxford, Alabama, another huge individual, 6'5", 285. He will be in town. His teammate, Jaez Fleming, who is committed to Ole Miss, linebacker, he told me he will not be able to make the trip, but Bryson will be in town. It will be maybe his second or third time to be in Oxford. So he'll be back. Chavez Dixon, Lee County, Georgia. He's an Ole Miss commit, another interior guy. So you're getting a theme here, Ben, as I've talked a good bit about it on the board. We've talked about it on the show. I think you have to build that quality depth on both sides of the ball in the trenches, and it looks like Ole Miss is doing that. A lot of big-time offensive line targets in the 27 class Ole Miss is going after. And then familiar place here, Riley Drew from Grayson High School over in Georgia of the Kimdichie fame. Cornerback will be in town. Really sharp dude here. 5'11".
Same school as commitment Anthony Davis from 2026.
Yep. Not to be confused with NBA superstar Anthony Davis, but yeah, Riley Drew. You know, 3-star on paper, but look at the offer sheet, man. It speaks for itself. Dude makes plays. Nationally ranked Grayson. Both Grayson and Buford. Where NASCAR McCoy goes, Ole Miss commit. Those two have been in the top 10 pretty much all year. So a very, very good high school program there. And then here's one for you. Mason Ball, talked to him earlier this week. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Is it the grandson of Coolidge Ball or great-grandson?
All right, say it again.
Mason Ball, he's from Arkansas. He's related to Coolidge Ball, former Ole Miss great. Basketball player, yep. Statue out front of the pavilion. Mason will be in town. Very intriguing prospect here. Every bit of 6'1", 190, big physical running back. Kevin Smith, Jake Schoonover doing a good job there. He's got early offers from Oklahoma, K-State, and Purdue and Vanderbilt. So no Arkansas offer as of now, which is interesting, but I think he's potentially looking at going out of state. But
yep, Mason Ball, 2027 running back, Jacksonville, Arkansas, grandson of the late Ole Miss Trailblazer Coolidge Ball.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Confirmed now here on Talk of Champions with your boys, Zach and Ben.
Yeah.
It's very simple Google search. Really, really fascinating stuff that I just did there.
You know, the power of the internet, man. But yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm just getting old, man. I kind of assumed he might have been a great grandson. But yeah. Good, looks good on film. Moves well, really good athlete. Long strider, you know, kind of similar to like a Kewin Lacy, big guy. So, he will be in town. I've got messages out to several dudes. So, I've been adding it to the thread. And then I'll add it to, the visits page that you can take a look at. I put the link in the thread. Once I add those to their profile, they are automatically added there. But yeah, it's going to be a pretty lengthy list. It's a night game. It's easier for kids to make it over, whether or not they're playing on Friday night. You know, logistically, it's just easier for guys to make it, whether, you know, as opposed to an 11 or a 2:30 game. So I do expect there to be more. And then if we want to take a peek at 28, couple names that I've been able to verify. Braylon Brown, another Arkansas prospect, wide receiver, 4-star out of Joe T. Robinson High School in Little Rock. And then Ty, I believe it's Isaiah, quarterback out of Murrieta Valley in California. Dual threat guy, plays at a pretty good high school out there in California. He will also be in town. And he's been to Oxford before, 28 quarterback, got Purdue and Ole Miss offers, but interest from BYU, UCLA, Boston College, and Cal. So that's kind of the early list right now. Again, Kiffin and staff, they prioritize their time on game weekends. We talked about that too, Ben, where it's harder for coaches to spend time with recruits during a, you know, a game weekend. So that's why they would always prefer, if, you know, for the guys that are in this cycle to officially visit, where they get more time with them. Cause obviously the coaches are trying to prep for a game, and you have a game, and then after that, you're, you know, you don't really have a lot of time. They can hang out in the locker room and stuff after, but yeah, I think there's going to be more guys that'll be trickling in, especially the in-state guys that can just drive over pretty quickly.
You wrote about one on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and for the Devon 3, Easton Royal, five-star wide receiver committed to LSU for 2027, has decommitted or is looking around at least after the coaching change at LSU. What is the Ole Miss update on the five-star wide receiver for 2027?
Yeah, so he wasn't committed, but you know, I wrote about it. You got to proceed with caution with these Louisiana kids. I've talked with several people in the industry, and they all agree. I think Louisiana might be the last like pacifier state, like true pacifier state. Which by that I mean, if you're born there, more times than not, if you get an offer, you're going to LSU. It's been like that forever. It hasn't mattered who the coach has been. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, Brian Kelly doing fake accents and dancing, kids will go there. It doesn't matter if it's Les Miles, who would eat grass and you know, talk about nefarious things, or if it was Ed Orgeron.
We thought Les was weird eating grass, but no, then Brian Kelly shows up saying, my family, and wanted a 70.8% clip at LSU and was fired after 3.5 years. I was just looking that up, but all this stuff and the considerations for the coaching carousel that everyone's concerned about right now. And that's one thing that just absolutely jumped out at me from Ole Memes at @Ole_Memes on Twitter. Great follow. The media said Brian Kelly couldn't win big at Notre Dame. He won 92-39 at Notre Dame, 70.2%, reached two playoffs and one national championship game. At LSU, 34-14, 70.8 in 3.5 years, and was fired. And yet we think that because it's big, bad LSU, that all of a sudden Lane's just going to up and bolt and go away. Nick Saban had some interesting things to say about that, too, that we're going to get to. But I found that kind of fascinating. Like, when you really think about LSU and not just the recruiting picture, but where it is right now, $100 million all-in cost to get rid of Brian Kelly. I know that Ole Miss fans and everybody is saying that Lane Kiffin is the top candidate at every single one of these spots. But, you know, it would behoove an LSU, especially from a cost standpoint, to go more in the direction of like a John Sumrall, who I think could make Easton Royal, who we're talking about here, you know, make that pacifier state like you're talking about stick a little bit more. But fascinating to think about just how stable Ole Miss is, especially in comparison to these other schools that think they can just walk in and take everybody that they want.
Yeah, and look, again, proceed with caution here.
Yeah.
He's a five-star, he's a top player in Louisiana. But
that Noah jersey is really sick, too. Look at that thing. It's pretty dumb.
He has brought up Ole Miss pretty much every time anyone talks to him, whether it's Sam Spiegelman or Steve Wiltfong, Chad Simmons. He talks about Ole Miss every single time. And those are, you know, those are national guys too. You know, like I cover Ole Miss, so I will ask, you know, the broad general questions, and then I'll ask about Ole Miss. These are national guys that are just asking just general basic boilerplate recruiting questions. He brings up Ole Miss every time. The quote that was pretty interesting was after Brian Kelly was fired, he gave a pretty fascinating quote, Ben. He said, quote, "I think this does a good amount of damage to their 2026 recruiting class, and I'm not sure what sent position coaches home means, but it doesn't sound good. It would do a lot of damage to my decision to go there if the staff recruiting me gets fired." So it remains to be seen which coaches stay, which coaches go, obviously because LSU hasn't hired anyone. But still, that's pretty – Not a lot of prospects are going to just come out and say that.
Nope.
And then when talking about Ole Miss, he came for the LSU game. He talked
to rivals. Come to for Louisiana kid.
Yeah, yeah. He came. Talked to, I believe it was either Sam or it was Chad. But he said, "I had another great time as always. One of the things I noticed while being back on campus is how crazy the environment is. The staff was amazing. They showed me why I'm a priority. From the moment I stepped on campus, everyone knew who I was and spoke to me, and they made sure I was good. They are one of the teams I can see myself playing at. They're a pretty good contender." So, couple things there. How crazy the environment is. I have talked about that. Look, we all know Vaught Hemingway is just stuck in 1984, but the game day experience,
a tremendous job of making Vaught Hemingway Stadium a place that is memorable. Even like Oklahoma to me was quieter awesome than Vaught Hemingway Stadium at 83,000. And what Ole Miss has done, yes, the stadium aesthetically still needs some work, especially matching the north end zone and the south end zone, stuff like that. But you got to give a lot of credit to Ole Miss and what it's taken. Like, they've poured their resources, almost all of them, into NIL, but they have not sacrificed enhancing a game day experience that now includes drone shows and flyovers and their in-game stuff. It's really engaging and fun. And I hadn't gone to an Ole Miss game in person in a couple of years until last year for Georgia at home, and I was blown away by the atmosphere. And then this year, COVID messed it up for everybody. Like, it'd been a couple of years, but now that I'm back, going to every single game, including Oklahoma and Norman, which was just wonderful. I'm serious. I love that place. The people were so awesome and nice and welcome. It reminded me almost in that way. But it was also reminding me almost in that way, in that, it was a one possession game with a minute 30 and they had all their timeouts, and buddy, I could hear myself talking like it was nothing on the sideline. So I know a lot of people want to say, that Ole Miss is this and that and the other. There's a legitimate criticism about the student section, but I think they deserve a lot of credit for what they've turned that game day environment into, because man, it's unforgettable, especially at night. Like, especially expect the drone show for North South Carolina. I can't talk today. Expect that drone show for South Carolina on Saturday with the night game to be something that you certainly don't forget on hopefully a night where Ole Miss moves to 8-1 against a team that can jump up and get you, but has been struggling at 3-5 and 1-5 in the SEC. But Lenora Sellers is a good player. And I wanted to say that because you're right. There are things that Ole Miss needs to work on for a stadium and stuff like that. But I feel like in 2025, the old criticisms of the atmosphere and of Vaught Hemingway Stadium just don't really hold water.
And a lot of credit goes to the fan base too.
Absolutely.
Sellout games, people being loud. I mean,
and Lane wants to sell out this weekend too. And you're hearing the recruiting list, man. I mean, there's a reason for that. That stuff does matter. And I remember I talked to Cam Franklin here for Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, Drew Mocha of USA Benefits Group. I talked to him for the podcast a couple weeks ago, and he was like, dude, we feel all that. Yeah, we feel it when we're beating the crap out of a team and then we come out at halftime and the stands are pretty empty. But like, Ole Miss fans in the main concourse have done a great job of sticking around. It's the students that they're going to have to incentivize or make sure that don't leave, because really that student section that can hurt, and the players, they feel that, the coaches, they feel that. So it's not just, Lane trying to capitalize on your fear of him leaving for another job. That team, like, you really do impact winning and losing by how you fill up and cheer on your Ole Miss Rebels every Saturday. And this South Carolina game, man, for a playoff team that's barreling towards it, and for recruiting, all the reasons, like, it matters. So show up. Mm.
Yeah, and a shout out to Neil, the game day ops guy for Ole Miss. He does a remarkable job logistically with handling, prospects everywhere, getting people where they need to be on the sidelines. That dude just crushes it. He does a great job every weekend when Ole Miss has a game. But yeah, I mean, the game day atmosphere is night and day 180. From back when, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And it's not just, me and you saying it. Like, when I talk to prospects this year, last year, if I talk to somebody after a game, they bring it up. I don't have to ask them. Like, they will talk about it. They will talk about how loud it is, how engaged everybody. I mean, last year, Georgia, I mean, I was there. I mean, easily the best in-game atmosphere I've ever been to at Ole Miss, not just because of the win and the impact of the game, but I mean, just from start to finish, I mean, just the game day experience is so much better now. I mean, you had, light shows, you had the fireworks before the fourth quarter, you got, they're playing ABBA, Dancing Queen, the entire stadium is singing it.
And that's kind of worked. I mean, that's really kind of stuck. It works.
I'll die on that hill. That is a banger, and everybody knows it. And, dude, that game, everybody was singing
anybody
it.
Anybody that tries to deny the greatness that is ABBA is just lying to themselves, okay? And listen, I can sing Mamma Mia all day, and the bottom line is, for some reason, ABBA has worked as far as part of the game day experience for Ole Miss, which – I agree, has been completely, it's completely leveled up is really what it's done, Zach. And they're not stopping either. So it's everybody, that's what we talk about with the uniformity under Lane Kiffin and all these guys. Everybody's doing their job. Everybody is in lockstep and doing the best they can.
That's what I was about to bring up was at the Georgia game, I'm on the sideline and you got, DK's there. You got Mike Hilton's there. Dante Moncrief before, he was on staff. Cody Core. Javon Patterson does a great job. He's on staff, but he gets these guys to come back to games. But it's also easier to get them to come back to games because it's a more enjoyable experience. You know, it's not just, I played here. I went to school here. I love coming back to Oxford. Now it's, hey, I'm coming back to the game because it's fun as hell. Those dudes were on the sideline. Trey Elston was down there. Those dudes were – Ole Miss is winning, and it's Georgia, so that helps. But, they were fired up. They were into it. And I think that resonates now with recruits, as, Easton Royal said it. The environment was crazy. And then the other thing that stood out was he said, I can see myself playing there. Look no further than Winston Watkins, man. The guy's playing as a true freshman.
Balling, Winnie, my dude.
Putting together a freshman All-American campaign. Had 111 yards last week against Oklahoma. Had some huge catches. But Easton Royal sees that. He sees a true freshman playing, and he's thinking, I could just step right in and do that, when I get there. So, again, proceed with caution. Louisiana kid, 5-star. Whoever,
I love that you call it a pacifier state. That just is so good. I'm going to use that for, until I go into the ground, man. That's great.
We all remember Davin Godshall on signing day, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Well, most probably don't anymore. You and I do, though. Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. For Malik D and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
It's something to pay attention to, I'll say that, because he brings up Ole Miss every single time. Texas is another one that he talks about, but Ole Miss being in the picture, and he said, a pretty good contender. I mean, these recruits now, they don't remember Ole Miss losing to Jacksonville State. I mean, some of them weren't even alive. They don't remember Ole Miss losing to BYU. Like, these prospects
usually I'm like, I always make fun of myself for being old, but dude, when you said some of them weren't even alive for that, that's crazy.
I mean, the only Ole Miss that these prospects know is Lane Kiffin.
Crazy.
And a nationally relevant Ole Miss program. So it's fun now, like talking to these kids, and when they bring up the atmosphere and the fan base, and you know, I think another thing too, attention to detail, the Ole Miss staff gets it, man. I mean, they understand the assignment, where he said as soon as he got on campus, everyone knew who he was. And I think that's big too. Like, you've had other guys that have said that when they're on campus. You know, Caleb Cunningham comes to mind. He always talks about that. You know, even guys that Ole Miss didn't get. Deuce Knight always said that. Like,
they know who you are.
Yeah, like Ryder Lyons. He would talk about that. You know, like random people on the square would just come up and say what's up. So, you know, that it's an all hands on deck, like you said. Everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction now with the fan base, the administration. We don't talk enough about Glenn Boyce and how big of a impact he has had on athletics in general. But
by just staying in his lane until they need him.
Yeah, I mean, the dude, he's a ball knower. I mean, That's the thing. Him and Keith, Walker Jones, I mean, everybody gets it. And I think that, you know, if we bring it full circle here to talk about what Nick Saban said about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, I don't know if you can replicate what Lane Kiffin has right now at Ole Miss anywhere else. I mean, I truly don't think you can. A lot of it is just out of other schools' hands, because you've got an AD who's an alum and played basketball. You've got the GM of the collective played football, and they're all the same age. And then you got Glenn Boyce, ball knower, coached high school basketball. Like, he's all in. So, like, I don't know if you can do that anywhere else, Ben. Like, it's kind of the perfect storm right now for Ole Miss. And then on top of that, as you said, a team barreling towards a college football playoff berth, Lane Kiffin has a chance to be coaching well into December and well into January. I don't know if schools are going to wait that long. I don't know if you can. So, you can see the quote here if you're watching. Saban said, talking about Ole Miss and LSU in Florida and kind of comparing them, he said, quote, jobs that weren't great jobs before are now. Lane is the first name up for Florida and the first name up for LSU, but I think you can have a long debate on whether either one of those jobs is actually better than the job he has now, because he has some guys over there at Ole Miss that give him pretty much whatever he wants from a roster standpoint.
That's Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce.
Correct.
Meanwhile, all the chefs in the kitchen at LSU and Florida, Nick's right. I mean, when Alabama was desperate coming out, you know, and wanting to rebound, they gave Nick Saban everything he wanted. They said, whatever you need, we got it. Now, does Ole Miss have the resources of Alabama? Of course not. But you know what it has in 2025 that others don't? Streamlined structure, man. It's Keith Carter. I mean, Lane, when he needs something, he's talking to three people. Keith Carter, maybe Glenn Boyce. And Glenn Boyce is always there when he calls. When I say maybe, is because all he has to do is call. It's not for everything with Glenn Boyce and Walker Jones.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at LSU, you got the governor involved, Scott Woodward, who that's the one thing here.
How is he still employed?
No one gives out the dream job more eagerly than Scott Woodward. What is the dream job? It is to be a fired coach with a record-setting historic buyout. Jimbo was given his massive $70 million buyout, and he's still trying to get back in.
The biggest buyout ever.
Ever by Scott Woodward. Brian Kelly, $100 million all-in cost to fire him, including $60 million in buyout. And everyone over there on 3 and on Twitter and the national media folks can say, and LSU folks can say, like Matt Moscona, well, they're negotiating. They don't know what the buyout is yet. Well, of course they're trying to lower it down. Of course they're trying to negotiate it down, because Scott Woodward signed Brian Kelly to another ridiculous buyout. So from that way, if you're Lane Kiffin and just want to secure that dream job bag, I don't blame you for that. I just don't think that that's the case. I think Nick Saban, and again, I'll show you the quote real here. He nailed something in 2025. Like, what makes LSU and Florida better than Ole Miss? Yes, you could say resources, but everybody has resources, and he doesn't have the governor in his ear. He doesn't have every booster, like too many chefs in the kitchen. And that is not just at LSU. That's also at Florida. And while they can think that they're big, like they can rest on their history and their own delusion of the way things were, the way things are, means that at the very best right now, it's a coin flip whether Lane Kiffin takes one of these two jobs. So, Pete Thamel, you are absolutely out of line saying it's hard to imagine whether or not – I mean, hard to imagine that Lane Kiffin will be at Ole Miss next year based off of what? Based off of what? Are you here on the ground? I am. What about, you know, my guy Pete Nako, so I think the world of. I think he's one of the very best at what he does. And he goes on the Florida message board with my guy Keith Niebuhr and says, I think 70% that Lane Kiffin becomes the next head coach of Florida. And then when asked about it on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and fit him on three, what does he say? Well, it's really, in so many words, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, just guessing based off what I'd heard, you know, like just my opinion. Well, that's where the aggregation culture and all that kind of stuff, that's the way we do journalism, is really fails fans, especially in this kind of scenario, because they, I mean, that stuff matters. Or like Shannon coming out and saying, hey, LSU would be too hard for Lane Kiffin to pass up based off of what? And again, man, that doesn't do anything for us or help us at all at the Ole Miss Spirit, right? So the truth is this is at best a coin flip. Anybody else that's saying different is full of hot air, in my opinion. I think Nick Saban's got a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, look, if anybody's got a pulse on
– it's Saban. What the commissioner should be commissioner of college football.
Yeah, so let me give you some numbers here because we're talking about LSU and Florida. And you hit on it earlier with Brian Kelly. And, you know, so, okay, Urban Meyer – last, you know, Spurrier won, you know, championships. But okay, Urban Meyer, 9-3, 13-1, 9-4, 13-1, 13-1, 8-5, you know, resigns for health issues. He had no health issues. But there was a ton of pressure after he goes 8-5 after winning two titles. So then you got Les Miles, 114-34 at LSU.
Good grief.
Won a national championship.
You would think he was a clown the way he was ridden out of town.
Won a national championship, lost a championship game to an Alabama team that LSU beat earlier that year. And then he was fired after going 8-5, 9-4, and then he started 2-2, got canned. Ed Orgeron, 51-20, won a national championship, undefeated, probably the best college football team, not named 2001 Miami, won a title, canned after, you know, everything falls apart.
Essentially the same record that Lane Kiffin has at Ole Miss without a playoff appearance.
Correct.
Without a national championship, and you're telling me he's just going to go volunteer for what, an extra $2 million? Again, Ole Miss is going to match anything in average annual value.
Yeah. So then Brian Kelly, first 3 years at LSU, 29 wins, had a Heisman Trophy winner. Then he goes 5-3 with three losses to top 10 teams and gets fired.
Fired.
Dan Mullen at Florida, 34-15, got fired. This is Lane Kiffin's exact record at Ole Miss after 49 games. Not good enough for Florida. So what I'm getting at is these jobs, like when you're winning at Florida, when you're winning at LSU,
they're the best. Boy,
that's the best place to be, man. But if you're not winning at the level that these people want you at, they want you gone. So
yeah, like, only win 8 games like you did at Ole Miss in 2022, which should have been another 10-win season, like the fourth for you in 5 years, but you lose 4 or 5 because you flirted with Auburn. Like, Ole Miss isn't doing that this year. They're focused. I mean, you can see it. Like, I think Lane Kiffin has been more directly addressing this stuff than he ever has before at Ole Miss. And if you take what he's saying publicly, which he's allowed more this year than he ever has before, and he's been consistent about not talking about this stuff. Buddy, how can you draw any conclusion? Like, how can you draw the conclusion that it's hard to imagine him coaching at Ole Miss last year, or 70% that he's going to Florida? Like, LSU's too big of a job for him to turn down. Not when you really consider what Nick Saban is saying here, which is that the old way of thinking, the regressive way of thinking, what we've been discussing on Talk of Champions for weeks, if not months, you got to change your mindset. You got to change your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lane Kiffin, all those guys you ran off, including Ed Orgeron, with a similar record, if he does it at Ole Miss, he's the statue that they build. He's the name that they put on the side of the stadium. He is their Bear Bryant. He is their Nick Saban. And he gets all of that glory with the same money.
Sweet.
Without all of the nonsense, without all of the – chefs in the kitchen without the other thing. Like, you go 9-3 at Florida with the third most NFL draft picks last year, they fire you.
Well, you also, you mentioned the statue. We did have somebody that offered up to build one for Kiffin. But the thing about this is, if you go to Florida and you
I want him tossing the clipboard. That's really what I think his statue needs to be. I really do. Like, tossing the clipboard would be, like, in process would be a perfect statue. And it, like, regardless of what happens in the offseason, this offseason, that's what they're going to do. They're going to build a statue for him. Like they did for Tim Elko, who's undergone ACL surgery to repair a torn ACL. One of the greatest Ole Miss baseball players of all time, regardless of what he does in the pros, right?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what he's already gotten his multiple cups of coffee in the pros, hit some home runs. I mean, he's a home run killer, but like, he's going to, that statue will be there forever. I saw him on the sidelines at Washington State, you know, shook his hand because Tim's my guy. Great dude. You know, like, and that's how Lane will be remembered regardless of what happens. This obviously people would be disappointed, but like, I don't know how you can go by anything else or how you can come to any other conclusion right now on October 29th, 2025. And yes, yeah, it could change on October 30th. It could change by Halloween. It could change whenever. It's really not going to get serious for weeks. Talked to a Florida source yesterday, straight up said, I'm prepared for an 8-week coaching search. And they were struggling to come up with stuff to report on. Because there's nothing happening. So a lot of this is just media generated, quite frankly.
I mean, it is.
If you're really objectively talking about, he's been more open in this cycle than he ever has before. He still hasn't said definitively one way or another, and he's not going to. But no. I say there's as much, if not better, of a chance that he signs a lucrative extension with Ole Miss than he goes to either of these places. And honestly, I haven't really moved off of my fear factor being, if you're an Ole, like, that's the one thing Ole Miss fans want to know. Fear factor, 1 to 10, 10 being he's absolutely gone. I've been kind of stuck between a 4, and like, there are times I've gotten up to about a 6, but it's really between 4 and 6, and closer to 4 than it is 6. And buddy, with everything he's saying, it's hard to see that, you know, the national agenda push out there. It's hard to see what they're seeing.
It's like anytime I get a text from someone that's like, what's the latest with Kiffin? And I'm like,
there's not any.
he got a big win on Saturday. Like, he's the coach at Ole Miss. Like, there is no update. Like, if Ole Miss fans want to, you know, take a breath here, there is no update. There is nothing to talk about because the dude is locked in.
Yep.
Like,
he wants to win that title. If he wins that title at all, like, here, you want to know the truth, hard truth, and it's not as fun. It's not as dramatic. It's not, any of those things. As long as Ole Miss keeps winning, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the thing. Even if he leaves, it's going to be really hard because he's going to win a national championship. And if he wins a national championship and leaves, you'll just go, thank you for doing what you said you're going to do. Bring the next guy in here to take over a national championship team. Just keep winning, or a playoff team. You know, just get done what you haven't gotten done. And at Ole Miss, that playoff appearance will buy you another 3, 4, 5 years. At Florida, they'll say, well, that was a cute first step.
Well, that's
where's our title, you shit bag.
That's what I was getting at with the statue talk was, okay, you go to Florida, you win. Even if you win big, you're just going to be, oh, you're the next Spurrier. Or like, hey, you know, you're just like Urban. Or, you know, it's never going to be Lane Kiffin. Same thing at LSU. Like, oh, man, he's winning like Nick Saban used to win. Or, you know, maybe he'll get us a title like Ed Orgeron did. You know, it's never going to be about him. At Ole Miss, it's just Kiffin. It's just Lane Kiffin. You built it. You are the reason that the program is where it is right now. Now, a lot of other people have helped, but you're the head coach. So you get all the credit.
Look, when you're the CEO,
do you want to have your own legacy?
The buck stops with you. You're the CEO. Yeah. The buck stops with you. That's fair. That's the way it is.
And that's the other thing, too, where people are like, well, the ceiling. Everybody wants to talk about the ceiling. Like,
Joe was right about that. I rolled my eyes at it. I said it was corny. But, dude, in the year of our Lord 2025, buddy, there ain't no ceilings. There aren't any. That really just wants to pull together and say, we want to do it, too.
Look at the top 10. Anybody that says you can't win at Ole Miss, like, Indiana's in the top 10. Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt. Everybody can win now. And Ole Miss is a place that has it figured out. Like, that's my thing. When people ask me, like, what do I think? And I say, I think in my gut, I think if you made me answer, I think he stays because he has it built to where everything is at max capacity, full steam ahead. with exactly what he needs and what he wants to do. I don't think you can do that everywhere else. I don't. Can you get everybody pulling in the same direction at LSU? Can you do that at Florida? Like, I can't answer that because I don't know. I can't look into the future. But also, Florida's not doing it right now. I mean, we're a couple years removed from Jaden Rashada suing the school. LSU, same thing. Like, you have all these NIL issues there. It's you're going to have to go somewhere and completely start over and build what you want to build, where at Ole Miss, you have it already, where you've got a staff full of people that are – the staff is littered with NFL former players, former coaches. I mean, it's – we're making the case right now, Ben. We're going to find out eventually.
We're going to find out eventually. You ain't going to find out tomorrow. You ain't going to find out by Halloween. So anybody saying otherwise, they're just, again, going off what they know. But really, it's nothing more than an opinion. Opinions are like buttholes. We all got them. They all stink. Really, if you're wondering about updates in regards to the Lane Kiffin stuff, I mean, Ole Miss, it's opened doors for an even better close potentially in high school recruiting for whatever that's worth. And certainly, once the portal starts ramping up, if Ole Miss continues to do what it has done, that's when it and Lane Kiffin are going to be able to really potentially put together the best portal cycle and roster class, because they'll have their pick of the litter in his going on 7 years then. And that's nothing, you know, that's nothing to not talk about too. Ole Miss, if he gets through the cycle with Lane Kiffin still as head coach, build a statue, yes, but also that's an announcement that, like, yeah, LSU, Florida fans, Pete Thamel, Pete Nakos, Shannon, everybody, you need to start treating Ole Miss exactly as you treat those teams, because there's something going on here. But for the now, what's actually happened is doors are opening for recruits, including the recruit you see on your screen right now. Tyler, I'm going to butcher his last name, but Chukwuma, 2026 four-star offensive lineman committed to Florida. Billy Napier has obviously been fired. We'll close it with this. He's down in North Carolina, Ole Miss, and Florida, of course. The trip, he took a visit to North Carolina, said the visit was, quote, informational. It was helpful so that I can take the information that I got on the visit and use that going forward, which is the most canned way to say it was fine. It was fine. Really, I think Ole Miss has a chance here, Zach, to flip a four-star offensive lineman late. It's going to be a tough pull. But you talk about Georgia, that's one of Ole Miss's prime recruiting territories. And offensive linemen, I know we don't get the same kind of impact from high school players as we used to, not even near the same kind of impact, especially at Ole Miss because they're so portal heavy. But offensive linemen, look at Bryson Sanders, a guy that for 3 years toiled away waiting for his turn, waited and was patient, which is a dying thing in college football these days. And now he has been your starting center for every game and gotten better and better as the year goes on. You want to develop your offensive line and supplement, if you have to, with transfers there. Really, the impact for transfers, the true transfers, quarterback, wide receiver, running back, that's where you can get it immediately. You need to be developing offensive linemen, and Tyler Chukwuma could be an incredible developmental piece for Ole Miss and potentially a starter 2 years down the line. I know that's the plan that they have for Emmanuel Tucker. And John Garrison deserves a ton of credit. We don't talk enough about John Garrison. Man, what his offensive line is doing, they don't emphasize it in the portal. They don't emphasize offensive line in the portal, for better or worse. But that group, have improved more over the course of the year, and also his developmental pieces. And it's not just Bryson Sanders. It's Devin Harper who's coming. It's Connor Howells who's coming. John Wayne Oliver who's coming. And then, you know, another guy getting there like a Tyler Chukwuma. I think there's potential for Ethan Fields and others as well. And Emmanuel Tucker flipping him. So there's one I wanted to touch on before we wrapped up. If you're talking about big flips toward the end of this 2026 cycle, here's one right here, a four-star offensive lineman that's built to really come in and start pushing and be ready to play, if not start, in his first or second year.
Yeah, and you mentioned – the portal and with offensive linemen, I mean, it's hard to prioritize it just because it's so expensive. But look at how Ole Miss finished at offensive line in last year's class, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you end with a pretty good flurry there where you flip Devin Harper away from LSU, which was huge.
He's a starter next year.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Easton Royal and a Louisiana kid. I mean, Devin Harper was the number three player in the state and Ole Miss flips him. You land him right at the final gun on that for National Signing Day. And then you also
– now, can you hold on to him? You know, because can you hold on to him? That's the big thing. There, he's going to get portaled. I mean, Winnie Watkins was getting called by teams after going for his first 100-yard career game at Oklahoma. He's going to get – but that's where the high school battles are being fought now, right?
Yeah.
You want impact, but really, like, they're developed – like, Devin Harper's on schedule. Yeah, you're not seeing a ton of him in 2025. He's played a little bit, but they're going to preserve his four games. Yeah. That's for next year, right? Diego Pounds is gone. Jaden Williams is gone. Patrick Kudus is coming back probably. Bryson Sanders, Delano Townsend. I mean, you're not going pro this year. But, man, if Devin Harper, who's on schedule, stays on schedule, there's your starting right tackle, if not a left tackle. Maybe you still need to go into the portal and go get somebody like Diego Pounds, who's been really good for you for 2 years. But Connor Howell could be that guy as well because you developed them. So that's a position where it's a little
bit different.
Another late flip, right. But can you hold on to him? The battles are going to be fought in. Now that you got him on campus, good. We've got his first rights. Now can we pay to keep him and not let him take some bad advice? So Devin's going to get – everybody gets pre-portaled. Lane's not lying, you know. And so, like, I thought that was probably the most poignant thing you said on Pat McAfee's is, like, I love how we pay all this attention to all the coaches and what's going on, the drama with them. What about all of the under-the-table stuff? Like, this isn't normal. That after a kid performs well and has a breakout career game for Ole Miss against Oklahoma, his main concern isn't just going and celebrating with his teammates, answering his text messages from friends and family as he rides on the bus to go back and get on the plane, see all the nice, beautiful things being said and written about him, all the clips on social media. No, he's got to worry about texts and calls from other coaches saying, hey, man, will you give you a little bit more money? And he has to listen to it too. Like, and what I mean is like, he can't go, oh, well, no, I can't. Like, ain't nobody else looking out for Winnie Watkins. So that just drives the price up and hurts Ole Miss because, like, we can't even enjoy things anymore. And so that's where I'm at. Like, enjoy where you are, Ole Miss fans. Your playoff contention and Lane Kiffin is the hottest name in the coaching carousel. If Ole Miss keeps doing what it's taking care of its business, which is something I heard from Harrison Wallace, heard from other players too this week, they've said that specifically, we're taking care of our business. And that's as pro mindset as it gets. That as mature as it gets. And as long as they keep doing their business, all this other stuff will work out one way or another. And there are very few outcomes where Ole Miss doesn't come out a winner, period. This has been Talk of Champions, a recruiting edition with my guy, Zach Berry, both right at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and affiliate of Owen 3. Sign up today for just $1. Our thanks to Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, and also Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. Zach and I, it's my fault. I'm trying to hammer in a time where he and I can go live every single week. This one wasn't live, of course, but I'm thinking Thursdays at lunch, and it'll build a whole graphic and build a whole thing around it. So all of you at the Ole Miss Spirit and also on Twitter and everywhere else, wherever you get this podcast, search it, Talk of Champions on YouTube, whatever. You'll find me and Zach and other guests as well, like Bradley Sauer for Friday. Got Chris Spencer, all-time Ole Miss football great, coming on the pod tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that as well. But haven't locked in the date yet. I'm thinking next Thursday at lunch, and we'll start making it a regular thing for y'all to get your comments in, your questions in, recruiting questions, Lane questions. It doesn't matter. We love talking to you guys, y'all have been just so good to us at the Ole Miss Spirit. So come hang out with us. See you again next week. And, Zach, be careful. What's the plan for this weekend?
I mean, a lot of the same. Just hanging out at the
call recruits.
The Almont Social Club, watch the game.
That recruit response, he does a great story after games. He had a recruit reaction to Ole Miss's win at Oklahoma. And those things, I think, are great value adds for you at the Ole Miss Spirit. No one does better at covering recruiting on the interwebs, Ole Miss recruiting, than my guy Zach_Berry on Twitter, Zach Berry on the Ole Miss Spirit. Number one in your hearts, folks. It's Zach Berry. Thank you, my friend. I'll see you next week.
One last programming note, we will be recording Hit That Line this evening. So by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be Wednesday afternoon.
And that will be live, correct? It's always live.
We will be doing live tonight around 9 p.m. So come join us as we pick Week 10 games.
Do that. Hang out with them. Who all is it? It's you. It can be Nicholas Carr. It can be another Ben.
Woodhouse and Austin Gray. The Legal Gambling Council.
The Legal Gambling Council. And it was one that when Zach came back, most everyone else on the Ole Miss Spirit said, hey, wait, does that mean hit that line's back? So great show. Check it out. Talking Champions Network, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. We'll do it again.
All right, bud. See ya.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.